Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off with Mike. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Asa. You're in Tennessee?
No, that's not where the show is, but we have one of our affiliates. There's several affiliates in Tennessee.
Yeah, all right. I'm up in Michigan. Dr. Asa, you're amazing. I've been listening to your show for a little while, and my wife was giving me a hard time with some hormonal issues, and she was having a real time, and you give me some good advice on taking the dark chocolate. She took that and immediately she takes the 90% chocolate, or she tried to get the 100, but it's harder to get. But she takes that and it curves that, I think it, like you said, raised the dopamine.
Right.
And then because that worked so well that she went out and got your book. And within 3 weeks, Dr. Asa, she got your book, and she was up to, I believe, about 135. And she, you know, when she does something, she sticks right to it. So I'm one that can tell everybody that if you stick to what this book says, she's down to about 112, what her regular weight always was when I first met her 20 years ago. She's 42 now.
Wow.
And so... You know, that non-inflammatory diet is amazing. She feels better. We don't have that dopamine issue anymore, you know, and doing all the stuff in there that does it. Now she's got me doing it, you know. So
she reeled you into it. That's great.
Right. And I really needed to do it because I was a little overweight. So I feel better. I was going down and, you know, Dr. Asa, we really appreciate what you're doing. And I don't think people could ever really know how valuable that book is and what you're doing is unless they give it a try and do it because it really works. And, you know, you didn't go to school for nothing and you know what you're talking about. We really appreciate you and your show. And we just wanted to thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike. That means a lot. And just to be able to take that information and utilize it, I think is so powerful. And that means a lot to me because a lot of work went into it. A lot of work goes into what we do here on the show and within our company to be able to serve people and make sure that you get good information. You can apply it to your lives. And hopefully her physician is as excited as she is and dropping the weight and feeling better and looking good. And now you got your college sweetheart about those years, but you got her, you know, she's always been your sweetheart, but man, she's watch out now. She got back down to her early days weight. You better watch out. Now you got all the other guys are going to be looking. You got to be careful with that, but I'm excited for you. I'm excited for her and both of you just so that her health is feeling better, that she feels stable, that she's energetic, that she's full of life, and you feel the same way too. You know, you get your life back. When you start taking care of your health and it becomes a priority to you, it doesn't become a priority to a lot of people until they lose it. And when you really start to make good choices and the right ones and learning really what that means, you know, of making the right kind of choices, when you get to that place, that's where you see the success. And it's not tough. It's just about taking that first step as you've learned. And so I'm glad my book, Empowering Your Health, has been a real help to you. I really am. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can check us out online, getwellradio.com. If you want to send an email, I'll be glad to take it. and make it part of the show. Whatever you need, we're here to take you to the next level for your health and for your life. We're going to go to Melinda. Hi, Melinda. Welcome to the show.
How you doing?
I'm living well, darling.
Okay. We enjoy listening to your program. There's so many different things I need to ask. He asked me what I want to talk to about memory, but I'm sorry. I hate to go say something and then I forget.
It's okay. Just talk about memory and ask me that question.
Forgetting to a certain degree is not the issue. It's so much I forget more than I choose to forget. Even after, writing stuff down and, I'm a person to take a lot of notes through all that stuff. But I look like I just forget a lot more than look like a normal, regular person should.
I understand. So has that increased in the last year? Have you noticed it more?
Well, I've had a history of seizures. I've had a history of seizures for a long time, but they're doing a lot better. Thank goodness I don't have them like I used to, but I do have a history of them. And I'm on Lamictal for them.
Okay. And you've been on that for how long, the Lamictal?
Well, I'm sorry, sir. What you say now?
You said you've been on the Lamictal for how long?
Let me see. About 2003.
Okay,
and I'm different night and day since I've been on it.
Yeah, it makes a big difference. It's actually really good, and it can help stabilize a lot of things in the body. So, I mean, it's a great thing. Now, if your memory has been decreasing, let me just ask you a couple questions. Are you in a stressful job or a stressful relationship?
Sometimes here at home, they tell me not to worry so much, and it's not like I decide to make a list and a career of worrying.
You have a hard time sleeping?
You know what I'm saying? Because everybody has stress, but I'm not purposely deciding to worry and act like I'm worse off than nobody else. I don't know how to explain it.
No, but I understand. Do you have a hard time sleeping?
Yeah, a lot of times.
Okay. Can't go to sleep or can't stay asleep?
I'm sorry, sir. What'd you say now?
Can't go to sleep or can't stay asleep?
It's a little bit of both. I think more so once I get to sleep, I'll be tossing and turning, getting up.
Mm-hmm. Do you dream and remember your dreams or not really?
Most of the time I do.
Okay. And then what about coffee? Are you a big coffee drinker?
Oh, no. I don't drink alcohol, drugs, no drugs, alcohol, and none of that.
So you don't drink coffee?
I don't drink any coffee.
Okay.
Alcohol, no drugs, none of that.
None of that. Okay. Yeah, the reason I'm asking just because there's certain neurotransmitters that when you're dealing with memory, you're dealing with the brain, right? But you're dealing with certain neurochemicals or brain chemicals, as we call them, neurotransmitters. And there's four main ones that we really deal with. There's more than that, but these are kind of the big four. One is acetylcholine. The other one is serotonin. You've got dopamine and GABA. GABA it's the only one that calms things down. The other ones are more excitatory, meaning that it may kind of perks things up a little bit. Eggs are good because the yolks contain choline and lecithin, so those are great for building acetylcholine levels. And then also all your protein-rich foods, like your chicken, your beef, your fish, all of those help build acetylcholine levels. So all your protein-rich foods, and I talk a lot about that in my book. Those are all listed in there. Now, the other one, too, are the healthy fats, your omega-3 fatty acids, which are your good fats, fish oils, and all your nuts except peanuts, avocados, all of those are great. They can help build acetylcholine levels up, help with memory. There's some supplements out there that can help too. Lecithin, which you can get out of egg yolks, so I don't really know if that's that important. But B6 is a big one, and it's called pyridoxal 5-phosphate. So you might want to check with health food store folks on that. But several things that...
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99%. 99% pure. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials when you want the best in healthy choices. Turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Playing multiple sports, they say, can help teen obesity. So if your teenager is dealing with a little bit of a weight issue, go back to the old days when we used to run around and play all the time or play multiple sports, playing football and baseball within the same year. So you always have a good team sport that you can play, or tennis or golf or whatever it is that keeps your body moving. And they're saying a team player also helps 39% in kids that are dealing with obesity. So ditching the school bus and walking or biking to school may also help the kids, unless obviously it's a really, really far drive. But researchers found that teens who actively commuted to school more than 3 days a week had a 33% lower risk of obesity than teens who took the bus or were driven to school. So the team sport participation had the strongest and most consistent inverse association with weight status, wrote Keith Drake, who is at the Hood Center for Children and Families at Dartmouth in Lebanon, New Hampshire, and the colleagues in pediatrics. Obesity prevention programs should consider strategies to increase team sport participation among all students. In the study, researchers surveyed about 1,700 New Hampshire and Vermont high school students and their parents about weight and physical activity. So the teens were asked about their team sport participation, other extracurricular physical activities, and how they commuted to school and that sort of thing. And they actually mentioned that it was fun. So believe it or not, your kids may actually want to do something like that. You know, it's kind of cool to, you know, get out and, you know, if you're in middle school or whatever, and riding your bike to school. It may not sound too cool. Of course, it's raining. That's not going to be cool. But if it's pretty far, if it's not that far away, just the freedom of being that age, if you can kind of get them to do that and you feel comfortable with it, of course, the neighborhoods are safe and the streets and all that, you know, it might be something to get them to do. But they said about three quarters of teens played team sports and had over a 30% decrease in obesity. So actively commuting to school is less common than sports team participation, but only about 10% of the teens walked or biked to school versus 69% who never did. But they found the rates of obesity literally dropped quite a bit. I mean, 39% is huge. And with the obesity rate right now that we have with our kids, it's astronomical. And it's only getting worse. And you would think with all the awareness and commercials and magazine articles and internet blogs and all this sort of thing, and radio shows and TV shows that are out there now, with us teaching this stuff, it's still a struggle. And I don't even think we've scratched the surface of reaching parents, because obviously the kids don't know any different. I mean, they're going to eat what is put in front of them. They're going to, you know, tackle whatever is there. So I think it comes down to the parents to make the choice to be able to get educated so they know what to feed their kids, so their kids can thrive and they're not just barely making it. So we really can take them to the next level with the health and with their life. And that's what it's all about. So participation in sports, always a good piece, and you want to do everything you can to support and endorse that with our kids. Aristotle has their quote for the day: happiness depends on ourselves. And that is very true. So your happiness depends on whether or not you're able to be that way. I mean, it comes down to your choices. Are you happy? Are you happy as a person? Because that's what it can, I mean, literally, that's, I see that so often in people with a bad attitude, or hey, you're choosing that, by the way. I mean, life is going to happen. It's how you react to it, right? That's the big mindset quote that we get all the time. And it's true. Because there's going to be good days and bad days. There's going to be great times and not so great times. But are you ready? Are you able to adapt and change with whatever can come your way? That's the key. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Go online and check us out, getwellradio.com. That's getwellradio.com. Send me an email. Be glad to make it part of the show. Or you can join us on Facebook and Twitter. Sophia, you're next with us. How can I help? Oh. I guess we had an issue with the phone there. Well, Sophia, that's okay. Sally in Winnipeg, Ontario, just sent us an email. And she said, I've suffered from diabetes for years, and I'm tired of the medication. I have type 1, is all hope lost? Well, Sally, here's the deal, and I want to tell you that, no, all hope is not lost. I would never want to take that away from you. Type 1 diabetes is a little bit different animal than type 2, because you've got the autoimmune process where the body thinks there's something wrong with the beta cells in the pancreas, and it begins to attack those, and it begins to tear down the pancreas. Now, the thing I talk about with autoimmune disease is once you have autoimmune, you can't just get rid of it. It's not like you can just flip a switch. Matter of fact, once the switch, like the light switch, if you just picture it like that, once the switch is flipped, it's flipped. But you can get really creative and do the right things and change your diet and your lifestyle and follow medications and all that your doctor has you taking, and you can get the dimmer switch to go down. And by doing that, it's pretty incredible what can happen. So on that note, just realize that one thing you have to do when you're dealing with type 1 diabetes, you want to stay on your medication, whatever they have you on, and don't veer off that, because it's just really, really important. I know a lot of people want to. I know you're tired of it. I get that. But it's not smart to just want to go a different direction. Unless you've got somebody really that can monitor you. You definitely don't want to do it on your own, Sally. You just don't. You want to make sure someone can watch over you, take care of you, and kind of guide you in that process. And once you do that on a regular basis, then you know you'll gain some ground. But dietary perspective, pretty much between type 1 and type 2, very much the same. So you want to keep your lean quality proteins. You want to definitely keep your healthy fats. And you want to keep your lower glycemic carbohydrates all in balance. And your proteins and fats always eat with a carbohydrate, because it helps balance your blood sugar levels. And that's a big key with diabetes. So, you know, again, I know you're tired of the medication, and I wish I could just give you a silver bullet and say, hey, this is amazing. But your cinnamon, your vanadyl sulfate, your alpha lipoic acid, your chromium picolinate, all your basics that have been around forever that we know help blood sugar, I mean, those are all key. And so, you know, your doctor should be able to help you with that, because if you're going to take supplements, you have to make sure they know that, because especially in type 1, with the amount of medication you're probably taking, things might have to adjust, because it can make a difference in fluctuation of the blood sugar levels. And someone needs to monitor that and help you with it. So that's what you want to do, is make sure that they're kind of there with you to guide you along the way. But there are some great things out there. More than anything, don't lose your hope and focus on your lifestyle choices. That's your greatest weapon in this fight. 888-283-7272. Check us out. Get well.
Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show. And now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, while I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Six, safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. It's getwellradio.com. Are vacuum cleaners bad for your health? Well, somebody thinks they might be. WebMD talked about how you're vacuuming your house religiously to get rid of all the dust, dirt, and bacteria to make sure your indoor air is up to snuff, but new research suggests that some vacuum cleaners may actually be making things worse and not better. Certain vacuum cleaners spit fine dust and bacteria back into the air where they can spread infections and trigger allergies. Australian researchers tested 21 vacuum cleaners from 11 manufacturers, including two commercial models. And the vacuums were 6 months to 22 years old, and they were using all different brands from Dyson, Electrolux, Hoover, iRobot, and Sanyo. So all the big ones. And these are price ranges from, $100 to $1,000. So all release some bacteria, dust, and allergens back into the air. The newer and more expensive vacuum cleaners generally cause less indoor air pollution than older, cheaper models, the study showed. Vacuums with high-efficiency particulate, which is the HEPA air filters, release only slightly lower levels of dust and bacteria than the ones that didn't have the HEPA filters, so it's just barely different. These new findings were in the Environmental Science and Technology Journal. So, again, if you're a big vacuum clean user, I'm a bigger fan of using the hardwood floors and not having any type of carpet at all in the home. But if you are, there are different options, so you would definitely want to look into that. Obviously, HEPA is better than the no HEPA, in my opinion, even though they're saying that it's not much difference. But still, I've seen other studies that suggest differently. So just a couple of things to think about. My opinion, get rid of the carpet. It's just, it ends up, if you have allergies and all that, it's just not worth it. It's better just to get rid of it. Use tile or hardwood floors, something that's a lot easier to keep clean. It's going to keep your environment, your air quality a lot better anyway. 888-283-7272, Facebook. Lawrence talked to me about, he said, high blood pressure is called the silent killer. Does that mean there's no warning signs when it comes to a possible heart attack? And, well, there are. There can be. And so, again, Lawrence, when you're dealing with any type of heart-related issue, you've got to look at some of the signs. Pain down the arm. You can have chest pain, weakness, shortness of breath. And then there's a whole laundry list of them. So if you have any of these, high blood pressure is, in heart attacks, technically, they can go hand in hand, but you don't really want to link them together. Heart attacks are actually called the silent killer. I know you put high blood pressure, but heart attacks are actually the one that they creep up on you. And high blood pressure is a good indicator that you've got some heart-related issues going on. But as long as you've got it managed from your doctor, that's the key. So but chest pain's a big one. The weakness and the shortness of breath, those are big keys too. All right, 888-283-7272 lines are open with questions about your health. You can give us a call right now. And if you've got questions, for friends or family members, coworkers, or loved ones, you can call and we talk about it. So it might not be you that's dealing with something. But if you want to help someone else out and get some good information to them, that's what we're about. We want to help empower you so you can equip others with great information for their health and for their life. Scott, you're next with us on the show. How can I help, my friend?
Thank you. I appreciate you taking my call.
Sure.
I had recently went out with someone, and they were taking a drug called Lexapro.
Okay.
And I had never heard of it. And, and I just, it's, the relationship is no longer, but, one of the things that I had noticed, and I was just curious about this, is that alcohol combined with that drug, what does it do? And is it's obviously not a good idea to combine excessive amounts of alcohol with it.
Well, is this the drug that you're taking now yourself?
I am not. I don't take drugs.
I was just curious
about the effects and what happens when people mix the two.
Well, is the person that's taking the Lexapro drink alcohol a lot, mix the two a lot, and change their personality and behavior?
It seems to, yeah.
And so,
it's like, the alcohol, some mixed, three martinis, and then all of a sudden it's like the emotion come pouring out and real intense, and then a matter of seconds, person goes to the bathroom, and they come out, and then they're totally different, and it's just bizarre.
Well, that's because you're dealing with neurotransmitters, brain chemicals, and so first of all, alcohol is a depressant, and so it depresses the immune system, and so somebody is normal and they drink alcohol, it's going to make everything more of a downer, okay? And Lexapro, what it does, it's a little bit more on the excitatory side. It can raise serotonin levels, which is one of your brain chemicals, that makes you feel good. And so you've got one trying to pull it down, one trying to raise it up, so they're kind of going against each other, kind of working against each other. And alcohol, in my opinion, is not a good combination with just about any medication at all. I'm not a big alcohol fan. No little drinking wine every day and all that. I'm just not a big fan of it. So when you're taking medications like Lexapro, you're affecting the brain chemistry. Well, the alcohol affects the brain chemistry too. That's why a lot of people drink, because it makes them feel better, chills them out. When they've got stress and all that, it changes the chemistry. It's a depressant. So that's why you never know what you're going to get. I mean, we got standard side effects that go along with these drugs, right? I mean, we publish those. They're in all the PDRs and the commercials that advertise for them, to tell you all of them. But you never really know until the person actually does it. And everybody's body chemistry is different. It's called biochemical individuality. And everyone's different. And so when you start mixing these two, that's when you start getting a lot of the issues. And so, as you've seen. So you just never know. And for me to be able to tell you, oh, it's definitely going to do this, or definitely, it's tough. That's a tough call. Because you just don't know with everybody, because they're so different. But I mean, if you notice some changes, and it was a habit with this person where they had a couple martinis on a regular basis and with the Lexapro, and they had some swings, you might want mood swings, that is. They may be dealing with like a bipolar type disorder, which can be very common, and they may not even know they have it. Now, the doctor may be working with them on depression, and bipolar could be one of the issues. So, I mean, again, it's tough to say, because the swings can come from serotonin levels being up, dopamine levels being up or down, or vice versa, and it could just, there could be a host of things going on. But the bottom line is, can it change behavior and change a person's personality? Yes. And to where they're just acting weird and things just aren't normal and not right? Yeah, it definitely can do that. So, just antidepressants by themselves are, they can be good drugs, they can be very helpful, and if somebody's in a really bad place, they can get things balanced out very quickly, and that's why I think they're great, because many times, because you can do things nutritionally to balance out the brain chemistry. But sometimes people get into such a tough place, like if they're grieving really bad, they've lost someone, you know, you gotta jump on and get something pretty quick, and that's when the medications come in. They can help out quite a bit. So, but yeah, don't mix the two. If that's kind of the bottom line. And you're not crazy. If you want me to kind of reaffirm that from seeing one going into the bathroom, coming back out, and no, that definitely can happen, without a doubt. All right. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give me a call right now. You can also go online, getwellradio.com, and we'll be glad to make you part of the show. Sophia, you with us? Oh, we're going to Alice. Hi, Alice.
Dr. Asa, my question come out of some of the discussion I heard from you previously. I swim every day. You mentioned about this chlorine is not good for you. I have a knee problem. The doctors, no one seem to know what it is. Some have mentioned arthritis, and some say just swim every day. So I swim every day. I don't know whether that is good for the knee with or without arthritis. I don't know. Then I also had thyroid cancer in 1996, and my thyroid was removed, so I have been taking Synthroid. And you had mentioned about this iodide and not is taking away iodide, and iodide is good for thyroid. For me, without thyroid, I'm taking the Synthroid. Whether that matters, and what should I do?
Well, there's a couple of questions in one. One, you've heard me talk about arthritis. You know, I've been talking about that recently, kind of get into that. And arthritis is a big piece. With the joints, a lot of people are scared. Whether you've had a replacement or you've got a lot of degeneration in the joints, whether it's the spine or the knees or the hips, the shoulders, whatever, a lot of people are hesitant to really get out and get moving. And so getting the body moving is so important for your overall health. And taking it to that next level is vital. So you want to make sure that at the end of the day, with arthritis, that you do move. So the swimming and all is extremely important, I think. And, you know, to make sure that you, if that disappears, because remember, 75% of what we put on our skin absorbs into the bloodstream. And if you're deficient in iodine, the body wants it. It's going to pull it in. It's going to try to, you know, really get that into the bloodstream. It'll be gone in less than 3 hours. If it's gone in less than 3 hours, then you know you have an iodine deficiency. Now, does that mean that you stop taking medication and just go take iodine? No, you don't do that. But what you do is you let your doctor know about it, and you can talk to them about using organic iodine or certain supplements like sea kelp, which contains a good amount of iodine in a good absorbable form. But you can't take medication like Synthroid and iodine at the same time. So if you take your medication in the mornings, most physicians will have you take the iodine in the afternoon, the supplement form. So you want to talk to them about that. But it does, we know in Broda Barnes' research, who is an endocrinologist, that they are synergistic and they work together to help support the thyroid. So it's definitely something to look at.
Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I've actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Six, safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
Attention, preppers. Think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking with LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge. You'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, Dr. Joel Wallach here, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I will be in Lexington, Kentucky, Monday, July 22nd, Crown Plaza Hotel, 6:30 p.m. You've heard me say it on the air, and now you're going to see me in person. Be sure to bring a friend, and I will disclose the secrets to good health and, just as important, potential wealth. To know more, listen to Dead Doctors Don't Lie or call 855-316-TEAM. Again, Dead Doctors Don't Lie or call 855-316-TEAM.
ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Our wellness provider network, healthcare coaches in your area that can kind of coach you along the way to take you to the next level with your health and with your life. Check us out, getwellproviders.com. Great group of folks. All right, John, you're next with us on the show. How can I help?
Hey, doctor. How are you doing tonight?
Yeah, I'm living well. What's up?
I'm trying to find something out. I wanted to know if there was something. What can you do if you take you get your blood test back and your testosterone is not, you know, it's not off the chart on the low end, but it's getting close? What do you do to build that back up?
What's the number?
Rather than take, I don't have the number with me right now, but it was like, you know, it was only a couple points from going below where it would be, where it would be flagged on the report.
Okay, I got it. Well, all right. So here's the deal. So usually low testosterone typically gets down around 300, okay, 300 or 250, something like that. It's somewhere in that range. And you want to keep it around 500. That's a healthy number for a guy. There are even things that come out, some reports have come out recently in some research where they're not so sure that having low testosterone levels, because they used to think that low testosterone is actually good for the prostate. We're finding out now that having low testosterone levels is actually bad for the prostate because it can cause some issues with DHT, which is a byproduct of that testosterone. All right, just want to let you know that. So the main issue, if you got low testosterone, you got to say, well, why is it happening? So let's back up and figure that out first. So were you having symptoms like low energy, fatigue, erection issues, any of that stuff? Low sex drive?
Low energy, low fatigue, just everything's kind of like, you know, just kind of, you know, it's not like it was 10 years ago, you know, and it's just, I did have sleep apnea and, you know, got the machine, I feel a lot better at that, so energy's back up and everything, but didn't know there was something, you know, you see all that stuff on the TV and the TV tell you, you know, you listen to it and you're like, golly, man, you would never want to take that just based on the side effects from it.
No,
actual drugs that they show, you know, that you would get a prescription for.
Yeah, and that's true. And so you do have to be careful of that. You know, but here's the deal. You got to figure out why it's come down. So, number one, are you under a lot of stress?
Yeah.
Okay, with work or relationships or both?
No, just work.
Okay. So working a ton of hours trying to make ends meet, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which can, that right there, just so you know, the mental aspect of our health when it comes to testosterone will drive it rock bottom. So that's first
really?
And foremost. Yeah. Oh, I mean, in a major way. What is your age?
49.
Yeah. So you're still a young guy. And so,
yeah.
You know, that your work stress, which you can't really, I guess, help too much, but it's that's going to drive it down. Are you overweight?
Yep.
How much? Give me a height and weight.
Oh, man, them people know who I am. I'm about 30 pounds over, 30 or 40.
Okay, so that's got to come off. You know that, right?
Yeah.
You pull that off, you'll get your testosterone level back up. That's another big key.
Thanks.
So mental stress, weight. So I know what you want me to tell you is just take these supplements and it's going to get your stuff back up. That's not how it's going to work because these factors are too big. The weight issue and the mental stress, they play too big of a role. Now, what I can tell you, is your dopamine levels, which are brain chemistry, directly affects testosterone. So we know that for a fact. So if you work on dopamine levels and you look up how to do that, there's a lot of different foods that can help from a nutritional perspective that can help dopamine levels. All your protein-rich foods are really good. You know, chicken and fish and beef and eggs and all that. That's all great. Your healthy fats are good. So your almonds, your walnuts, your avocados, those are great at building up dopamine levels. Dark chocolate has got some good research behind it. There's tons of research out there on dark chocolate and how it impacts dopamine levels. And then you also want to look at certain supplements. And you can go and do you have a doctor you're working with that you've talked to about this yet?
Not yet. Really. He kind of sent me the report. I got it, so I haven't gone back and really talked to him about it yet.
That's cool. But you need to do that. So I'd go in and have a little consultation with him. They're going to want to use Androgel or, you know, one of the replacements. And just let them know that you want to do it as natural as possible. You'd like to work on with your diet and all that kind of thing. And they should be all right with that. I mean, it's not rock bottom. So because remember, once you start using the hormones, then your body gets lazy. And it gets to a point where it really doesn't want to do anything. Like, if it's already getting kind of lazy, it's actually getting worn out. But if it gets kind of lazy and then you give it hormones to make to bring them back up, then it doesn't feel like it has to work that hard for it. So then when you come off the hormones, it can drop even lower because something else was doing the work for it, if that makes sense. So, yeah, I mean, you really want to get in and figure out if you can get the body to do it on its own. So you're working a ton of hours. How many hours are you working a day?
About 55.
In a week, you mean?
55 a week, I'm sorry, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then are you exercising? No, not if you're overweight.
No.
Okay, so weight training is important.
Yeah. Not just running and a little bit.
No.
Big weight is important.
Yeah, lifting weights is really important. Here's why. They've done a lot of studies, and we know that by resistance exercise training, that it will raise your testosterone naturally. It will also raise your growth hormone levels naturally. Now, here's the key. Your testosterone levels are naturally higher in the morning. So it's actually, you'll get more benefit out of a weight workout from a hormone response if you work out in the morning. You many times can be stronger in the afternoons, but you're going to get more benefit from it in the morning. So morning workouts are always a good way to go. So exercise with weight training, 30 minutes a day, 3 days a week minimum. Get with a personal trainer. The other 3 days, you can do cardio, like running, jogging, walking. 30 minutes minimum is usually recommended, and then take one full day off. If you can take one full day off, totally rest, totally chill out, don't do anything, it's going to give you all kinds of benefits. So just something to think about. You have to get into a routine. Those are going to be the keys. There are things like maca root, tribulus, herbs out there that can help. But, man, you're going to waste your money. The first thing you got to do is get a good lifestyle plan going first. Drop the 30 pounds, get some stress management under control, and then you'll see a huge jump. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question. Are you a man or woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus is a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widens the arteries and improves their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure levels and boosts libido and sexual performance for men safely and naturally. In fact, both your blood pressure and sexual performance are linked to better blood flow and circulation. Dozens of clinical studies prove it. In fact, all the prescription pills for men's sexual function work by boosting nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus work for thousands of men and women worried about their blood pressure and for men looking for a boost in libido, better sexual performance in both strength and duration. Call now and try Heart Factors Plus free for 30 days. 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619. You only pay a small shipping fee today. You'll see the results or simply don't pay. Call 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619.